Welcome back to the Mindful Hunter podcast. I'm your host, as always, Jay Nickel. So we got a little bit of a treat for the next few weeks. I've been doing this four-part series reviewing Sitka versus Stone Glacier apparel, and a few people have been asking for it on the podcast, but I've got a bunch of great content and guests already lined up for the podcast. So what I decided to do is just double up episodes. So the goal will be an episode Monday and an episode Thursday, probably for the next 4 weeks in a row. And this is the first episode in that series. So this is the Sitka Core Lightweight versus the Stone Glacier Avro Synthetic Hoodie. Now, in combination with this, I have launched a raffle. So for Mindful Reviews members, you already know about this. If you don't belong to Mindful Reviews and you want to enter the raffle, you go to mindful-reviews.com. All the information is there. But essentially, what I am raffling off is a full apparel kit from either Sitka or Stone Glacier. And to be honest, if you want to mix and match pieces, that's fine as well. But you can pick one pair of pants, a base layer, a mid-layer active insulation piece, and an outer layer static insulation piece. So four pieces in total. And what I've done with these reviews is taken those four pieces from each of the companies and put them head to head. Now, a couple of the matchups are not perfect apples to apples comparisons. And sometimes I do that on purpose because I think it's almost more interesting to look at pieces that kind of attempt to solve the same problem, but do so in different ways. And I think when we get to the Kelvin Aerolite jacket versus the Stone Glacier Groom and Puffy, you'll kind of see exactly what I mean. So again, a little bit of a treat, couple extra episodes. I hope you enjoy. And if you want to enter the raffle, mindful-reviews.com. Welcome back to the Mindful Hunter. I'm your host, as always, Jay Nickel. Now, it's been a while since we sat down in the studio to do a nice deep dive on a comparative review, and that is exactly what I have for you today. We are going to compare the Sitka Core Lightweight Hoodie against the Stone Glacier Avro Synthetic Hoodie. Now, before we get into that, a little bit of housekeeping. Just wrapped up my archery elk season, was fortunate enough to kill a great bull up in northern BC. If you want to check out that film, you can click the link right here. Next, as always, this review, as all my reviews, are brought to you by Mindful Reviews. This is the online community platform I have built for like-minded individuals who like to nerd out on gear and want to become better hunters. If you're interested in joining, you get to participate in the reviews, buy raffle tickets for the upcoming gear raffles, monthly giveaways for lifetime members, and great forums to ask all kinds of questions from multiple experienced hunters. We just broke 260 members. We're up to 262 members as of this morning. That's mindful-reviews.com. Now, we are actually going to be kicking off a raffle and a four-part series. So let me tell you about the series, and then I'll tell you about the raffle. We're going to compare and contrast four pieces of Sitka gear against four pieces of Stone Glacier gear. So with the Sitka lineup, we're going to do the Core Lightweight Hoodie, the Ambient Hoodie, the Kelvin Aerolite Jacket, and the Ascent Pants. From the Stone Glacier lineup, we are going to look at the Avro Synthetic Hoodie, the Cirque Light Jacket, the Grumman Puffy Jacket, and then the De Havilland Light Pants. And basically, I'm going to do four reviews in a row comparing the analogous component against its counterpart. I'm going to release them over a series of 2 weeks. And during that 2 weeks, I'm going to sell tickets for a raffle, which is going to start right now. And the raffle is for a complete apparel setup from either Stone Glacier or Sitka. So I'm not going to pick the winner until all four reviews have been posted. And basically, if you already know what you like, fantastic. If you want me to help you, fantastic. But basically, you get to build a four-piece kit from one of these manufacturers. So you get a pair of pants, a base layer, a dynamic insulation layer, and a static insulation layer. And that's exactly what we're looking at in each of these. Now, the four pieces I have chosen from each lineup, they have other options. So
Not only do you get to pick the manufacturer of choice, you also get to pick the four pieces of choice. And if you want, you can hop on Zoom with me. We'll have a chat about your hunting style, your experience level, where you tend to hunt the most, and what your body type is like. And I'll help you pick the four pieces that are best suited to your needs. So that raffle is going to be open right now. To participate in that raffle, you need to be a member of Mindful Reviews. So if you're already a member, you've already gotten a notification. If you're not a member yet, mindful-reviews.com. You can pause the video, go to the link in the description. The raffle is live now. However, if you're watching this video in the future, I will keep the description updated with the status of the raffle. So if it's multiple weeks after this has been originally posted, most likely the raffle is closed. So check the description below to make sure the raffle is still open before you go ahead and join to get tickets. Now, I still recommend joining, but I would hate for somebody to join and then there'd be no tickets available and that was the sole reason that they joined. I get it. Maybe you just want to participate in the raffle. But the moment the raffle tickets sell out, I will update the tickets below. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I release all the raffle tickets at once. I am actually going to reserve some of the raffle tickets for the release of each video. So if you're watching the second, third, or fourth video in this series, there will always be some new tickets released on that day. It will never exceed the total amount of tickets allocated for the raffle. The odds will be very, very high. And the price per ticket and number of raffle tickets available will be posted at mindful-reviews.com. So there's that four-part series, four head-to-head reviews back-to-back, one big raffle, complete apparel setup. You got any questions? Drop them in the comments below or hit me up on Instagram, mindful_hunter. All right, now that we got that out of the way, let's look at these two pieces. Now, a bit of a disclaimer here. I have run this Sitka Core lightweight hoodie for many years. I'm thinking possibly 3 years now. So I have an in-depth, intimate working knowledge of this particular piece of gear. I only ran the Stone Glacier hoodie for 2 weeks. Now, I was able to get it out for a couple of single day scouting trips down here in the Lower Mainland, and then I ran it for the entirety of my archery elk hunt. So I feel like I have enough field experience to give it a fair review, but keep that in mind, it's a little imbalanced. Now, while I would have loved to wear the Stone Glacier for the equivalent amount of time I wore the Sitka, I'm not going to delay this gear review for 2 years while I wear this on a variety of hunts. I will be wearing this primarily for the rest of the year, and I will update via Instagram and potentially a YouTube video if I discover anything particularly noteworthy. Now, the other thing that I've done is I have a couple of close friends whose opinion I trust a great deal, who've been running this particular piece for quite some time. And I had a couple of in-depth conversations with them to find out, are there any things I'm missing? Are there any durability issues? So I will work that information into this review moving forward. So overall, we looked at 12 different categories across these two pieces. Those are price, weight, materials, warmth, breathability, durability, fit and feel, construction, features, options, packability, and odor resistance. As always, the winner of each category gets a 1, the loser in the category gets a 2. The product with the lowest score at the end technically wins the review. Now, a bit of a spoiler alert, there is no winner in this particular review, and there will be no winners across all four reviews in this four-part series. It has been a very interesting experience because each layer in your system is designed to help solve a suite of problems. Now, how that layer or how that garment goes about adding to the system and aiding to solve that suite of problems, it can change. And that's what I think Sitka and Stone Glacier here have done. The common goal was the same, like an adaptive layering system that manages moisture well, retains heat when necessary, evacuates it when necessary. However, they've done it very differently. So you will notice I'm going to be doing a lot of like, if you're this kind of person, you're going to like this. If you're that kind of person, you're going to like that. Because I'm going to come right out in the gate and say, I don't believe that either of these pieces is black and white superior than the other. I think there are things that each of these garments do differently and somewhat better than the other, but overall, and you're gonna see, I'm kind of like, this is a very long drawn out explanation. You'll see where I'm going once I get into the review. As I call out each of these characteristics and who would benefit them and from them and who might get annoyed by them. But there is technically a winner on this, but it's not like, in some of my reviews, it's like, you know, I look at six spotting scopes and it's like, listen, overall, this is the best spotting scope in my opinion. I'm not gonna say that with these two base layers. I am gonna give you a set of circumstances under which I think each of these garments would perform superior compared to the other. All right, let's dig into the actual details. First category, price. Now, one of these garments is vastly superior compared to the other garments in that regard. So the Sitka Core Lightweight Hoodie clocks in at $129 US. And the Stone Glacier Avro clocks in at $79 US. So to put this in relative terms, the Core Lightweight is 60% more expensive than the Avro. So right now, if you are a budget conscious hunter, the Avro is a steal compared to the Core Lightweight. Following that, we get into the weight of the two garments. Core Lightweight is 7.3 ounces and the Avro is 10.9 ounces. So again, in relative terms, that means that the Avro is 50% heavier than the Core Lightweight. Another way to say that is the Avro is equivalent to 1.5 or 1.5 Core Lightweights. So pretty significant difference there. And you're gonna see in some of the categories coming up how that plays out and affects some of the features. Materials. Now, this I found quite shocking because I had thought based on fit and feel that there was going to be a significant difference in the underlying materials, and there is not. Both of these garments are 100% polyester. Now, the one caveat to that being the face mask in the Core Lightweight is made out of 88% polyester and 12% elastane. And I can't comment on the UV protectant of the Lightweight. They didn't mention in their marketing collateral, but the Avro is UPF 43+. So that blocks 95% of UV rays. Also, the weight of the Avro is 145 grams per square meter. I'm not sure the weight on the Core Lightweight, but I can tell you it's significantly less. Now, I'm gonna get into fit and feel later, but I wanna describe why I thought there was a significant difference in the underlying materials. There is significantly less stretch in the Core Lightweight compared to the Avro. And the Core Lightweight has that classic kind of scratchy polyester feel. Whereas the Avro is a very comfortable garment. Like, it's smooth against your skin. It drapes very well. Now, again, I'll get into this more later, but if you had asked me without looking at marketing collaterals, I would have assumed that the Core Lightweight had a higher polyester content due to the fit and finish. And they're always advancing like yarning and looming technologies with making textiles. And so I've never felt a 100% polyester garment as comfortable as a Stone Glacier. But that being said, it's a tie for the actual materials because from a technical standpoint, they are both 100% polyester. So I can't say that the material itself is superior to the other in any way. So let's look at warmth. Now, this is where you see the weight of the Avro come into play. The Avro is a much warmer garment than the Core Lightweight. This has benefits and deficits, and later when I do the wrap up, you're gonna see how this could, why you might choose one of these over the other, depending on the hunt that you have. coming up. So Avro, notably warmer than the core lightweight. Now, in contrast to that, we move on to breathability. The core lightweight is significantly more breathable than the Avro. Now, for breathability, I looked at kind of two functions, and that's moisture management and wind protection. Because the more porous you make a garment, the better it's going to be at wicking and evacuating moisture, but the worse it's going to be at protecting you from the wind. And I should say, that's when we're discussing single layer garments. When we get to things like the Cirque Light jacket and the Ambient hoodie, because they're layering different fabrics on top of each other, we can kind of get the best of both worlds to some degree. But in single layer garments, typically the better it evacuates moisture, the less wind protection it's going to have. So while the moisture management and the breathability is much higher in the core lightweight, it also doesn't give you nearly as much wind protection, but it does dry significantly faster than the Avro. Okay, durability. Again, it's difficult for me to comment on durability because I ran one for 2 years and one for essentially 2 weeks. But having talked to my friends who run the Avro, I'm gonna give this one a tie on durability. These are both highly durable layers. Like, you can beat the hell out of these things. I think the worst thing that happened, this actually isn't my original core lightweight. I had one for almost 3 years and then got a new one. So my original one, the only thing that really happened was on the cuffs, there's this kind of like hem on the cuff. And over time, that hem kind of opened up and unraveled. But other than that, the garment never got any significant rips, tears, nothing. And I went, even though I only ran this for 2 weeks, I went hard. And it was a very aggressive elk hunt in very brushy terrain. Never had any threads let go, never popped any holes in it, nothing like that. So we're gonna tie out on durability. I would also like to comment, I think this is a nod to their synthetic nature. Merino base layers do not tend to possess the same level of durability. Everybody knows I'm kind of pro synthetic. And this is one of the reasons why. They tend to be more durable garments, as proven by these two particular pieces. Now let's take a look at the fit. So I am gonna put both these garments on so you can see how they fit me differently. Now, I'm 6'1", 240 pounds, fairly athletic or muscular, whatever you wanna call it. Like, I'm not a fat 240. I was wearing the extra large tall in the Sitka and the double XL in the Stone Glacier. I think after getting the Avro, if I was to do it again, I would probably get the XL. I like my base layers to be snug. And sometimes that can, you can feel a little uncomfortable or it's a little tight on your stomach or whatever. But I like, for layering purposes, to have that base layer snug. And I also, in archery circumstances and other times when I don't want a lot of excess fabric that can blow around and get caught on things, I prefer a snug base layer. Now, I was hesitant to order the XL because the XL tall is very snug on me and there's not a high stretch content in the Sitka. And I didn't want the same thing to happen with the Stone Glacier, so I ordered the double XL. Now that I understand how much stretch is in here, I think a guy my size could get away with the XL no problem. Now, I haven't personally tried it on. Once you see the way the garment fits me in double XL, I don't think it's a stretch that the XL would fit. So let's walk through these one at a time. So the core lightweight has a better hood. I think it's a little more anatomically driven and it tends to stay back off my eyes better. Whereas the Stone Glacier tends to fall into my eyes. And if I'm wearing a hat or a toque on top of the hood, I kind of have to consistently rearrange it under there and it gets kind of annoying. Now, there's less stretch to the Sitka, so proper fitment is more important. One of the nice things about garments that have more stretch is that you have a little bit more leeway there. If you buy something and it's a little bit too tight, it's not as big of a deal. The core lightweight will break in a little bit as the hunt goes on, but not very much. And while I'm giving a note of caution about that. It's actually one of the things I like about the garment. I don't want a garment to lose structure as the hunt goes on. Again, not a big fan of merino garments because by day three or four, they're just drooping off of you because once they get stretched out, they don't kind of snap back until they've been washed and hung to dry at home. Now, the Sitka Core Lightweight tends to be tight across the chest, the shoulders, and the arms. And I don't want to offend anybody, but I feel like they designed this for like that stereotypical, like kind of chubby guy with small arms, like your average North American that's 20 to 30 pounds overweight. I think the design of this was meant for him. It's not meant for an athletic man with like broad shoulders and a thick chest and like a tight waist because it's kind of small up top and bigger down below. I'm not a big fan of the particular fitment in that regard. And that's why you almost have to size up with this one because by the time it fits your shoulders and chest, it's kind of big and billowy everywhere else. Now I mentioned this before, but it does have that kind of polyester scratchy feel to it. It's smooth on the outside, but against your skin and it's very mild. And here's the thing, I want to note, I like that feel. For a base layer that I'm going to wear primarily early season when it's quite hot, I find garments that are a little more comfortable and drape and contact all of my skin at the same time. While they're initially more comfortable, as soon as I start to sweat, they feel kind of gross on my skin and it's like they're sticking to me. These garments that have that more high polyester feel and are a little bit scratchy at first, once you're wearing them for half an hour, that feeling goes away, they get warmed up, they get a little bit of moisture in them. And I find, while not as comfortable in the beginning, it's after you've been wearing them and for the remainder of the days within the hunt, it stays consistently more comfortable than a garment that might be more comfortable at the beginning. I wanna use an analogy here with boots. Okay. If you get a highly flexible boot, like one of those Salomon Quests or something, anybody can put that boot on and it's gonna feel comfortable. Now put 100 pounds on your back and start hiking, that boot is gonna fall apart on you. It is not gonna support your ankles, it's not gonna support your arch, it's not gonna allow you to dig into the shale or the soft mud the way a boot with a harder full shank would allow you to do. But you need to break in the harder, less flexible boots, and you need to find the right boot. Those floppy boots are gonna fit anybody. It's like a Nike sneaker. It's like putting a puffy cloud on your foot. But when you get into a boot with a stiff shank, you need to find the right boot because it's far less forgiving. So much like that, the soft boot would be very comfortable in the beginning, it's not gonna serve you as well deeper into the hunt. And I think this garment is much like that. Takes a little getting used to, isn't quite as comfortable up front, but over the life of the hunt, it's gonna serve you a little bit better than an average shirt that was more comfortable. Okay, let's move on to the Stone Glacier. Now, as I mentioned, the Stone Glacier fit a little bit larger than expected. This t-shirt is a double XL. It's the biggest t-shirt Silvercore had. And as you can see, like, there's no room on the sleeves. It's fairly tight across the chest. I always order double XL and normally they're kind of tight on me. I would prefer to have like a triple XL. When I ordered this, it was much roomier than I thought. And I don't think that's a bad thing. And I have a theory on that that we'll get into in a minute. But just be cognizant of that when you're ordering. I would say for a double XL, it fits a little bit bigger than I expected. Also, it is a very long garment. Some people are gonna like that, some people aren't. I do like it. I tend to have a long torso, but even for me, I felt like it was a couple inches too long. Because here's what happens. When you're hiking, the moisture from your body wicks out and kind of wets out the entire garment, including the, like, let's say, you know, 8 to 10 inches that's kind of draping over your seat, because you're not sweating through your seat, so that garment, part of the garment, shouldn't get wet, but your lower back sweats onto the shirt and it wicks down at the bottom. Now, the way these garments dry is by your body heat forcefully evacuating the moisture through your layering system. So when you slit down a glass, have a cup of coffee, it immediately starts to dry. And both of these garments dry very satisfactory. I was very happy with how both of them dry. The Core Lightweight is dries significantly faster, but this is still a very well-drying garment, except for that like bottom 8 to 10 inches that goes around your seat and then around the front of your pelvis. And the reason for that is it's not getting any body heat. So when I would really notice this is like I was done hunting in the day and I would get in the truck and then my shirt would ride up and I would sit back in the truck and I would just have this damp, gross shirt feeling across my lower back. Now, you're at the truck, you could change your shirt if you really wanted to. I mean, it's not the end of the world. But if I was going to offer constructive feedback, I would say that bottom portion could probably be 2 inches shorter. And I would think that then that bottom section would dry quicker because it wouldn't be as far away from the portions of your body that are exuding body heat, which is gonna dry the garment. Now, if you're like me and you like longer, this is a better fit than this. The Stone Glacier is a better fit than the Sitka. If you hate long garments and you have a shorter torso, really think hard about this purchase because it is long in the torso and it is long in the arms. There's actually a whole additional cuff section on this one where the thumb loops are a part of, whereas on the Sitka, the thumb loops are actually just an additional elastic piece. So right out of the gate, there's like a 3-inch discrepancy there in sleeve length. And again, I will say that overall, the Stone Glacier is a more comfortable garment. So if we're talking fit and feel, the Stone Glacier is gonna come out on top of the Sitka because I do think it has a more anatomical design to the actual structure of the garment and the material itself is more comfortable. Okay, let's move on to construction. Now, I am a fan of as few seams as possible. I feel this way in boots, in shelters, in almost anything that is put together from different materials. And the Sitka kind of has a single body panel construction, whereas the Avro hoodie has multiple body panels. Now, the benefit of this is that Stone Glacier is able to use those body panels in order to create a more athletic fit, which let it win the last category. So each of those seams presents a potential point of failure. Now, I don't think they're gonna blow apart at the seams. I don't know anybody who's has, but again, it's just a point to note. Another point on the seams is that the pattern and the density on the Stone Glacier of the seams is tighter and beefier than that on the Sitka. However, even after 2 weeks, the Stone Glacier has shown signs of fraying on the seams where there has been no signs of fraying on the Sitka. And I have worn this one, I think maybe around 30 days in the field this year, and there's no signs of fraying whatsoever. So while both garments are made out of 100% polyester, I would argue there is likely some type of difference in the thread material because one is fraying and the other is not. Now, one thing that kind of bugs me about Sitka garments is that they don't dip the ends of their draw cords in rubber. So you can see here on the Stone Glacier, they rubberize the end of the cords that are on the zippers. So what happens is this little knot that they tie here can never come undone and you can't lose this cord. Now already on the Sitka, I didn't touch this one at all. I went to go do the review and I looked down and you can see that this one is already opening. So if I'm very careful, I can kind of feed it back through and I can retighten the knot. But what tends to happen, and I know this is like small finicky stuff, But listen, if I'm paying $130 for a shirt, you better, you know, take care of the small finicky stuff. Already on multiple zippers on my Sitka gear, one of these knots has come undone, and then I don't pay attention. A couple weeks later, I look down and the string is just gone. And it's not the end of the world. You can put a new one in. You can still grab this with your thumbnail. Like, it's not like it breaks, but it's just one of those things that's slightly annoying. So despite that one annoyance of the plastic dipped cords, I am gonna give the construction edge to Sitka, simply because the fraying of the seams kind of bothers me a little bit. Like, I think that's something, I see that a lot on merino garments, but I don't really see a need to have that on synthetic garments. And again, it appears to be just aesthetic, not functional. So it's not a deal breaker for me, but it does give Sitka the edge in this particular category. So if we're gonna look at feature set, I mean, other than all the things we've already mentioned, the only real difference here is that there is a chest pocket in the Sitka, and the Sitka has the face mask, which if you are doing things like, you know, elk or whitetail hunting or something where, you know, turkey hunting, where you're hyper concerned about your appearance, most people aren't really gonna care. And it is a bit of a pain to put on in the heat of a moment type of deal, but it's there. So as far as additional features, Sitka again is gonna slightly take an edge here. Now, let's look at options. So I looked at two particular elements here, and that was the number of sizes available and the number of colors available. So Sitka has 8 colorways available, 5 of those being different camos and 3 of those being solids. And Stone Glacier has 2 colors available and they are both solids, no camos. Now, Sitka offers 7 sizes from medium up to triple XL, and one of those sizes is an extra large tall, which I think is a particularly popular size because it's like bigger guys with longer arms. And I think there's a lot of us out there who fit that particular description. And the Stone Glacier only has 5 sizes available. I'm gonna get into this in more depth when I start looking at pants and other things, but there is a trend where Sitka is gonna have more options than Stone Glacier. Part of this is that Sitka's apparel line is significantly larger than Stone Glacier. They're just kind of an order of magnitude bigger of a company, so they can handle more SKUs. More options within each garment creates greater cost because you have to carry more inventory. You have to design more pieces. You have to worry about the logistics and the supply and demand of more SKUs within your overall product offering. So just by nature, the more options you offer, the more expensive things get. And so while Sitka offers more customized options, it could be one of the things that accounts for their greater price. But again, because of the increased availability of sizing and colors, and I do think camo is a deal breaker for some people. Some people, again, who are hunting those highly visually sensitive animals are gonna feel I'm only comfortable in a base layer that offers a camo option. Now, the bull that I just shot, I was standing less than 20 yards from, and he stared at me for a solid 60 seconds, and I was wearing this base layer. So I've always been a diehard camo guy, and I'm kinda going back on that. The one piece of advice Kurt gave me when I interviewed him on a podcast that I will give to you is that he thinks silhouette is more important than camo. So he's like, as long as your backpack is a different color than your top layer, and your top layer is a different color than your bottom layer, and your bino pack is a different color than your base layer, you're providing a broken silhouette. You don't look like one brown blob or one gray blob. And he thinks that might be more important than like the micro of how the camo plays. I don't have a definitive decision or piece of advice on that particular characteristic, but it's just something to keep in mind. If you're a diehard camo guy, you're probably gonna end up with a Sitka. Okay, up next, let's talk about packability. Now, this is not rocket science. The Stone Glacier is longer, heavier, and thicker than the Sitka. So when we stack them up similarly beside each other, I would say, you know, just qualitatively here, the Sitka is probably 30% more packable than the Stone Glacier. However, I don't think this is really that important because it's a base layer. So you're probably going to be wearing the thing 100% of the time anyways. However, I still thought it was important to note. Finally, we're going to move on to odor. Now, both of these are synthetic, so they are not going to have the same odor fighting properties as a merino. However, both of these garments have been treated with polygene or polygyene. I'm not sure exactly how you're supposed to pronounce that. Now, this is essentially a silver salt finish that they put on the garments that has antimicrobial properties. And it's like a trademarked product. And both garments use the exact same odor fighting product. So in my experience, they have equivalent odor fighting properties. I would say around day 6 to 7, you know that sharp kind of stinging odor you tend to get when you've been in the bush for too long without having a shower? I would say it takes about 6 or 7 days to reach that point with both of these garments. Now that being said, if it's an incredibly hot hunt or it's later in the season and this thing is buried in a mid layer constantly, so it's never truly airing out, that 6 or 7 days could move all the way down to 3 or 4 days. But the important part to note here is that neither one of these garments is superior to the other in terms of their odor fighting property. All right, so there we have it. Across all those categories, the final score ends up being 15 for the Sitka and 18 for the Stone Glacier. So if you want to go solely on score, Sitka takes the lead. Now, what are my actual final thoughts here? Like what, as I said, there was no particular winner. And I can tell you right now, now that I own both these garments, there are hunts I'm going to take this one on, and there are hunts I'm going to take this one on. And the interesting part is, I would argue there's not an equivalent product that is in their respective lineups that would do the same thing. Like, this is the lightest base layer that Stone Glacier offers. So if you want something lighter, you got to step out of their catalog. And while you can go up to a mid-weight in the core line, it is significantly heavier than this. This lands in a very unique position of only being moderately heavier than the core lightweight without going all the way up to a midweight or a grid fleece or something like this that almost gets far too warm for a base layer. So here's the deal. I will say that in hunts that are reliably hot, like a early season Southwest hunt, or even like an elk hunt where it's like it was unseasonably warm this year, I would personally prefer the core lightweight. But on those mid to late season hunts, I'm now preparing for Colorado second rifle mule deer. And based on historical temperatures, it could be going down to 0 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 16 or 17 Celsius at night. And so I'm going to be glassing and walking and, you know, pretty frigid temperatures in the morning. And I'm telling you right now, this is what I'm going to be wearing as my base layer. So again, I don't really feel like one is superior than the other. I think Sitka kind of knocked it out of the park as far as breathability and dry time goes. But again, the fit and feel of the Avro, like this is one of those garments, like you put it on and it's like, you almost don't want to wear it hunting. It's like, it looks so nice and it feels so good. It's got the scalloped hem at the back. It's a little bit longer. So again, I think they both excel in different categories, and I don't think either one beats the other one overall. And the last thing I will note, I will reiterate from the beginning of the review, if price is your bottom line, the Stone Glacier is going to take the lead. 60% is a big difference. So being able to get this base layer for $80 and have it operate as well as it does is pretty shocking. Like, they've really knocked this one out of the park in that regards. So there you go. Now, if you want to enter the raffle, again, mindful-reviews.com, all the information you could want. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, drop them in the comments section below. If you could please take a moment and help me boost these reviews in the algorithm, like, comment, share, subscribe. YouTube does not organically promote hunting-related material, so it's kind of hard to get this stuff pushed up to the masses. I would greatly appreciate a hand doing that. And as always, thanks for tuning in.